I mean, this is one of the places I've thoroughly enjoyed playing over the years. And, you know, this was, going back to it, this is the area that I made my first cut on the PGA Tour. So a long time ago, and I've had some really good memories and some wins here that have been pretty memorable for me.
Questions to Tiger.
Tiger, what's the state of your body today versus where you
were a week ago? Oh, way better. Yeah, it was nice to take those days off, and I had to just let it calm down and get a bunch of treatment on it, and it feels so much better. And I played nine today. I played the front nine, and played quite well, which was nice to see, nice to feel. Took the back nine off, chipped and putted quite a bit, and it feels like a, it definitely doesn't feel like it did on Friday, that's for sure. What's that? Yeah, swinging. I mean, it's, as I have said before, I mean, the forces have got to go somewhere. And unfortunately, when I make any kind of tweaks and changes to my swing, and it's like a new body part's aching, you know. Unfortunately, I can't play around the back like I used to. And unfortunately, things flare up. And yeah, I've tried to make tweaks all year and trying to ease the stress off my back while still playing. And unfortunately, I haven't really done a very good job of that. And when I have, I've hit the ball quite well. And I was really excited about what I was doing at Liberty. And I made some nice changes, and obviously didn't feel very well on Thursday. Yeah, I've had some good memories. The golf course is a lot bigger. It's a lot longer than I remember. You know, they've certainly lengthened it since 99 and 06 and when we played here in 11. And so number, was it 14 is, or it's the 13. Yeah, 13. It's a big hole now. And now they moved up 15. I was drivable before. We were hitting two irons down there from the back tee. So they made a few tweaks here and there. Joe was kind of reminding me that where it was in 11 when we played here, and some of the changes they've made since then.
What's the latest on the Jackson Park South Shore plan?
Yeah. We're excited about it. You know, the project's still continuing, still going forward. It's exciting to create something, you know, for the public. You know, right there in President Obama's, you know, front yard, backyard. I don't know how you want to look at it. But it's an incredible piece of property. And, you know, we're trying to do something that's, you know, unique and different and exciting for, you know, all the kids there and at play. You know, one of the things we've talked about is that all kids will play for free. And so that's something that, you know, we need to make happen. Yeah. We're excited about that. It's, you know, the grass is going down, and it's just needs a, you know, had a great growing season this summer. This winter, we're still laying more seed down there and more sod, and it should be fully maturing by, you know, give it another year or so. Well, I'm hoping to make myself in the top eight. So right now I'm seated 12th, and you know, I'm trying like hell to make the team on my own. Okay, just be part of the core group of guys. And I obviously have some work to do. I got to play well this week to make that happen. But if not, then it's going to come down to the top eight guys, myself and my vice captains, but who are the next four slots? And whether that's me and three other guys, or it's just four other guys, either way, I'm going to Australia. Just whether or not I'm going to be playing or not.
What's going to be the biggest challenge this week for you, body-wise and then game-wise?
Well, body-wise, it's the same. You know, it's if it's not one thing, it's another. You know, things just pop up, and that's been one of the biggest challenges coming back from, you know, last year. You saw, you know, I'm making tweaks and changes, trying to play around this back, and, you know, trying to be explosive and have enough rest time and enough training time. That's been the biggest challenge of it all, and this week's no different. I'm trying to win this tournament just like anybody else in this field, and trying to get to East Lake, and trying to get to the place where, you know, a lot of things changed last year for me, and hopefully I can make that happen. Well, it's not only just him. I mean, I got Freddie on there. I was a part of his three teams, and one of the unique things, I had the clinching putt in all three matches. So having Fred there is going to be a big help. Zach being, you know, we're getting him ready for future captaincies down the road. He's on the Ryder Cup committee. And so I've got three guys, not just Strix, but, you know, Fred and Zach that I truly trust and that have been through it. Having Strix there and me being a part of it from the other side of it, being a vice captain under Strix, watching him go through it and some of the challenges he's had. But also what was a big help is being vice captain under Davis. That was a big eye-opener of how big a responsibility it is being a captain of a U.S. team.
Strix ready for this?
What's that?
Is he ready for all that Strix comes up with being a...
You know, he is. No, Strix ready. You know, he's ready for not only this year, but next year. He's been our guy. I mean, he's... all the players out here know him, trust him, have the utmost respect for him. And when Strix speaks, we all listen.
Tiger, before you go, comment on having Sarai on the bag today.
Yeah, Sarai is awesome. I mean, she's unfortunately a duck, and I'm not going to hold that against her. But what she's done and earned, you know, she's, you know, born and raised in Southern Cal like I was, and being part of the Evans Scholarship Program, that she wanted to go to school, and you know, she's getting her degree and moving on to her master's. And so that's, man, you admire kids when they give an opportunity like that and they make something of themselves. Like Sarai, and there's many more out here that are obviously caddying for all the guys.